think everybody's here that we're expecting. I've counted 10, so that should be correct. So we'll start because it's 9:30 now. First of all, welcome everybody to this first meeting of policy and resources for this council. This is a very important committee that makes lots of important decisions. I am conscious that most people on here are new. We've got some substitutes that are in place for this meeting this evening, but I think under normal circumstances, I think we've only got about 3 who have been on the council before in the previous council. So that I'm going to try and make sure everyone knows what's going on. I'll try to anyway. So we've got one item on the agenda for tonight's meeting, which we will go on to. But first, I just wanted to talk about kind of how the agenda works generally. Now, we are in control of this agenda. That's an important thing to point out. And if there are things that we want to be looking at, then we all need to be having a conversation about that and seeing when the best time to do that is, when and how, basically. The agenda is split into 2, so there is Part A, and the item on the agenda tonight is a Part A item, which means that this committee makes the decision, it won't go on to full council. And there's also Part B items, which will go on to full council. So that's the basics, basically, of the agenda for those people who are new. Has anyone got any questions about that, just before we start on the main, well, the only item of business on the agenda? That's great. So we'll move on to our main agenda. Just bear with me 2 seconds. We should have done something before I even said all that, which is the evacuation procedure, but I think everybody knows about that. How to get out. apologies for absence. I'll hand over to Nikki on that one.
Yes, Chairman, with apologies from Councillor Riby, Councillor Burst substituting, and Councillor Joy Andrews, Councillor Potter substituting.
Declarations of interest. Has anyone got any declarations of interest to make under the Code of Conduct? Nope. Item 4 is the minutes. Now, obviously, if people weren't here, or on this committee, they may not necessarily want to vote, they might like to abstain, I don't know. I was here, so I can propose those.
And I was here, so I'll second them.
Do we need to take a formal vote, Nikki, on these? People have got issues, by all means, yeah, sorry.
Chairman, on Little 3, we had quite a big debate about the blue boxes. And if you remember at that debate, we were talking about not using plastic. And I just wondered if we could revisit that.
Is this on the curbside recycling?
Yes,
service?
Little 3. Yeah, little. Yeah. I know that it's something that's that Councillor Thackeray wants to talk about, but because he wasn't at that meeting, I'd like to just ask the question, and then, if you as chairman would allow, us to maybe just revisit that.
So obviously we're just talking about the minutes at the moment. Mm. So are you happy with what's been noted down as being accurate from the decision made, or are you saying we need to look again at the use of plastic in terms of revisiting the decision?
Well, point of accuracy, it is right, but there was an awful lot of debate about not using the plastic, and it wasn't resolved, although, because the previous chairman didn't want us to go any further with it. And if you remember, we did speak about it, and I just thought it might be an appropriate place to revisit this.
Yeah, but by all means, Councillor Burt, I will ask what the status is with that and see if we can get an answer to feedback to you directly, or with other people like the same.
Yes,
same
because I know Councillor Thackeray wanted to have a word. Thank you.
Is it on the minutes, or is it on just the principle of?
Can you put your mic on?
I'm not sure whether you want me to speak yet.
Now we're okay. Yeah, yes, I received a copy of these minutes, wasn't here, so I'm not privy to how the decision was arrived at. But it jumped out at me immediately as being an irony that this council would spend £100,000 on 25,000 blue boxes if they were plastic in order to recycle paper, given that we've had Sir David Attenborough and most of the scientific world and even my daughter waking up to the fact of the impact of plastic on the planet as to whether or not we might use a different material.
That's fine. I think obviously we did make the decision, and I think it's gone on as it is in that format. However, obviously you made your point there, and I can ask about obviously the point Councillor Burr's raised. But I think obviously that was the decision that the previous council had made. So
can we overturn it?
Perhaps I'll ask the question and see where things stand.
Who are you asking the question of, Keenan?
Becky Bennett, who brought the report
okay.
to the committee.
Okay.
Yeah. But is everyone happy that these are accurate record of the minutes? And we'll move to the vote. If you weren't here, it's probably logical to abstain.
Thank you, Chairman. That's 2 votes for and 8 abstentions.
Thank you. Item 5 is urgent business. There are no items of urgent business for this meeting. So we'll move into part A. And we have got one item there, which is the draft revenue outturn for 2018-2019, and I'll ask Anton to briefly introduce that before taking any questions that members might have.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Just a bit of a brief introduction in 2 parts. Firstly, this is a one agenda item meeting, and it does refer to this in the paper. The reason behind this, and also the reason for the papers coming a bit later, is that we have to submit our accounts to the auditors by 31st of May, i.e. by Friday. They then do their audit and they will come back with the audited accounts, which you'll see in July. In the past, we've not brought the final outturn to members before submission of the accounts to the auditors. And we felt that that wasn't right, hence we called this extra meeting. It had to happen today because it's ahead of Friday and timing, and we're still finalising the accounts, but we do have the outturn position. So that's the reason behind the meeting. It's a kind of extraordinary meeting, really. So what this says, it's the it's a factual statement of where we finished with last year's financial position. some members will be aware, having been on the council, the last council, that we have sought over the past year to improve financial reporting to members, and that included setting out what we call annual outturn estimates on a quarterly basis, i.e. at the end of quarter two and quarter three, we told members what we thought the year-end position would be. And it's come in fairly close to that. At quarter three, we were talking about 1.1 million underspend, and it's finished just under 1.4 million. The main reason for that, as you can see, is to do with additional funding from the rates pool at the end of the year, and two or three government grants. We sometimes see this happening where we receive government grants at the end of the year. One of these, probably the most obvious one, was we received some money to help with any costs of a no-deal Brexit. We haven't used any of that yet, but it's still available. So that explains the variance between Q3. The other thing to say is the figures are what they are. They're based, the outturn which of the year that's just finished is based on the budget that the council set back in February 2018. We know there were issues with that. We know that there were some cautious, what I'd call cautious budgeting going on. We have taken account of that, and members in the last council were aware that in the budget for 1920, we've taken out where budgets are not required, put them into areas where they are required. We've also created a capacity budget and so on. So the budget going forward should be more accurate, I guess, is my main point. This is what it is. It's hopefully signing off the position that we've had over the past couple of years where the budgets, frankly, just have not been as accurate as they should have been. We will continue with the quarterly monitoring over the financial year. We will increase and improve that. In fact, we'll bring capital into that, again, as I've said to members who've been around in the last council. The recommendations are really around noting the position and also seeking your endorsement of what we do with the underspend. The underspend goes into reserves, effectively. We don't get rid of it. We hold on to it as a council. It's there for us. As a big chunk of that underspend has come from an underestimate, if you like, of how much we would receive from the rates pool, suggesting is that that portion goes into the specific reserve that we have for rates. Again, some members will be aware that we did set up a number of years ago a rates collection reserve, aware that rates income would reduce in time. So we set some money aside to help us deal with that. So some of that recommending that it goes into that reserve. The remaining simply goes into a general reserve. We've noted the priority in terms of economic development, but not at this stage suggesting how much of that will be used. That will be something that we'll bring back to members in due course. So it's just asking for your endorsement, really, that to note the position and to endorse that we put the underspend into these two reserves and with more details to come.
Thank you for that, Anton. Has anyone got any questions they'd like to ask Anton about perhaps technical parts of the report? Councillor Potter.
I think we'd be aiming, we have another policy and resources next week. It won't be that one. It was more likely to be the 27th of July, around about that time. That's what we're aiming for. I'm looking at Philip, but that's doable, isn't it? The 27th of July.
On this feature, I think
it's
the economic development process,
yes. Just on that as well, I think the key thing to stress is that the allocations of this funding is not, it can be moved around and allocated as what members see fit. So by putting it into these two pots, it's not being allocated, you know, definitively for one particular project or otherwise. It's simply there as a logical place for it to go, and then members to decide after that is my understanding, basically. I have asked as well that, given that it mentions in here about economic development and some of the changes that may be happening to that, that we have an update to this committee for the meeting after next, is the plan.
Thank you. Could you just outline the procedure of when we will be determining how we're going to allocate this money? That would be really helpful, because then we can start thinking about it.
Do you want to answer this, Anton?
Ultimately, there'll need to be a report coming, I imagine, through this committee and then up through council. Which sets out recommendations, but we would hope to have discussions before that in terms of how to do that. But it will come. The process is a report with seeking approval of members to spend. I think I've said in previous meetings, they're your reserves. They're members' reserves. They're not the Section 151 officer's money to deal with them. Quite clear. That's the process.
I think the. A key point I'd make as well is that obviously our reserves are growing as time goes on. We have got significant amounts of reserves, and we need to start thinking about how we're going to spend those. And obviously those decisions will come through this committee and onto council. So later in the meeting, after we've got this formal piece of business out the way, I do want to have a bit of a discussion about on that, basically, and things that we may need to be looking at. There's lots of decisions we need to make. This money is just simply putting it into that pot for now, basically. Yeah, follow-up question.
Follow-up question, thank you, Chairman. Obviously, this council did make significant cuts in staff, and I still don't think that we are up to capacity yet, and especially we got... this council got rid of the dog warden, and that's something that, you know, I would like to think that we really do need. But that set aside, what I would like to know is that sufficient funds have been set aside, and I have asked Anton this question before, regarding the Milton rooms, because we obviously haven't really funded the Milton rooms properly over many, many years. Money has been allocated, and for various reasons the council chose not to spend on the Milton rooms, and I just want to make sure that that money, I think there was 450,000, just want to make sure that that money is there, and then we can build on that pot of money. Thank you, Chair.
On the Milton rooms, as far as I understand it, that was for the maintenance work, wasn't it, the maintenance programme. So as far as I know, that's continuing in accordance with how it was laid out. But if you've heard otherwise, obviously I can chase that up and check what may be happening with that funding.
Thank you, Chairman. I haven't heard otherwise. I just wanted confirmation that it was there.
The five towns have been discussing the dog warden. I don't know if you go to five towns meetings or not, but the five towns have been discussing having a joint dog warden between them, looking for Rydale to contribute towards that. I don't know how far the discussions have got, but I think it's coming up to the next five towns meeting.
Thank you. Just on that specific item, which I wasn't going to bring up today, but seeing as though you've brought it up, I think that it's a bit rich that this council cut the dog warden, and we have sufficient funds to actually reinstate a dog warden, And I know that Moulton Council and Norton Council wouldn't be happy about that because they are very, very limited with their funds. So I wasn't going to bring it up, but seeing as though you've mentioned it, thank you very much for letting me speak.
Yeah, just on that, obviously, we know we've been through the restructure that we went through, which was massive and changed, obviously, the way that this council works. And I think we can all, people who have been here previously, there's things that we would like perhaps to be different to the current structure that we've got. That is being looked at as things stand at the moment. Now, what I don't want to do is for us to move on to a conversation about that now, because this is looking at the budget that was set back in February 2018 by members, and this is just reporting back how that's been implemented and the variances that there may be from what was budgeted to what the reality was. So there's a separate conversation, I think, for us to have about how we go forward in terms of spending our funds. So I'd like to leave that one there for now, but I take on board the point that our staff is the most important asset that we've got, and we need to make sure we've got the right staff in the right teams to be able to do the job. So has anyone got any other specific questions on the report and the recommendations that we're discussing? Councillor Thackeray, I think you were first.
It was a very simple question, actually, and it's for Anton, and that was you used the expression, I think, reducing rates or rates reducing. Could you explain that to me, because I don't understand why the rates would be reducing?
We're awaiting the comprehensive spending review, which is what the government does every 4 years or so. That's due to be happening now. Obviously, it's not happening now. It seems more and more likely that it's going to happen by this year, which was the intention, which means that on a general point, we may just see the current financial situation roll forward for another year and it'll be delayed. But the main point, and answering your main question, is why do we think rates will reduce? And that's because we currently benefit from some of the arrangements we have within the pooling system. We have tried to protect that by coming together, all of the North Yorkshire authorities with the West Yorkshire authorities, to have a super pooling arrangement. And actually, we've got extra money in this current financial year, which is a one-off. We're also expecting the end of revenue support grant, which is grant authorities used to receive, and that's being replaced by rates being raised locally. So there's a number of things, and our predictions are showing that we've had a good couple of years, but they will reduce. How significant that will be, we don't know. But say the council was prudent, and I think this was a good thing to note that we needed to set something up to deal with that potential downturn. If it doesn't happen, great, we've got some money in the bank to use. Okay.
Councillor Potter, do you have another question?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Sorry, I missed a page on the first time round. On the back page, on the back page anyway, waste collection and recycling, and there was a 50k shortfall against budgets, and it says this was mostly from trade waste income.
I think in this one, I said earlier that we were a bit too cautious in our budgeting. Actually, on this, when we set expected income levels a few years ago, we were frankly too optimistic. So, again, we've taken that into account for next year's budget. So it's not that we've seen a significant decrease. It's just that we'd set too high expectations. I think, if you permit me, I'll ask the expert and come back to you. So I'll talk to Becky and get a, rather than try and guess. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Again, short answer is yes. That's the intention. For this is just reporting the position statement. But when we're taking decisions, what's the impact of taking those decisions? So yes.
Are there any more questions, Councillor Frank?
Can I ask about 5.2, employer-related costs? We've had an overspend by £169,000. Was that mainly due to us having to get in agency staff? Was that with paying agency staff rather than having enough staff in place? And are we going to then be fully staffed before too long, or get the right staff in place? Because I know from experience, agency staff are very, very expensive, and it would be better to not have them if you don't have to, put it that way.
Yes, I agree. And the first part of your question, that's correct. So actually, had we not used agency staff, we would have had a staffing underspend, and we've been able to use that and divert that through the budget better and create more capacity. And therefore, the second part of your question, have we now filled those vacancies? The answer is yes. It took some time during the year, but by around about Christmas, we were getting to the stage of filling those vacancies. So the answer is, we're not reliant on agency. We still have, I think, one post of agency staff, which is a specific post, but we are not using agency staff to fill vacancies that would otherwise be held by permanent staff and cheaper permanent staff. Okay.
Anything else about 2.1.3, the remaining surplus balance is £631,000. I think. Sorry, my eyesight's not that good. That's going to be transferred to general reserves. Now, I understand that general reserves, anybody can use general reserves for anything, really, in this council, can't they? It can be used for that reserve can be used for anything. So, for me, the most important thing is the economic development. I think we need to really, really push our economic development in Rydale. And I did wonder if any of that could be earmarked for economic development, or if it'll all be, like, if you like to say, up for grabs for whatever, or if any of that is, because economic development's specifically mentioned in this report. I wondered if any of it had been specifically allocated for economic development. Sorry, I'm a bit long-winded about that.
At this stage, we've not earmarked a figure, but the intention is that when we come back in July, there will be a figure for members to agree or otherwise on economic development. So this stage, we were highlighting this, that it's not that this money's going aside and we have no plans for it. We do know that we want to prioritise things like economic development, so we wanted that in the report, but in terms of a figure, that will come in July. So, Philip,
Philip, did you have something you wanted to add? You may have to come up to a microphone just for the benefit of the tape recording.
Right. Just to manage members' expectations, I will bring back some indicative proposals about economic development on the 27th of July. But just to make you aware that I will be developing a new economic development strategy that will not be ready by the end of July. So what you'll see at the end of July is some very, very headline summary figures. I'll not be getting into project details because I won't have that information at that stage. So it'll be headline, bullet points, indicative figures, just to make you aware of that and make it entirely clear some managerial expectations for the end of July. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to expect infinite details because they won't be ready at that point in time. But what you get is some summaries, and the details will follow as the economic development strategy emerges later in the year. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Right. Just one point I did want to make as well on some of the points that Councillor Frank had raised about staffing. I think there's two different issues here. One is we've got the current structure that we've got as a result of the restructuring that we went through, and some of those posts had remained unfilled. There were some vacancies which we hadn't managed to fill, and therefore we were drawing on agency staff, obviously at much greater expense than what that would be if we had them permanently in post. That issue sounds as if that's nearly resolved now. The second issue, which is in some ways related, which Councillor Burse touched on, is we may not have in that management structure, even when fully filled, we may not have the right resource in the right places in order to fulfil what ourselves as members would like to fulfil. And that's going back to looking at things like, should we boost our economic development team and reports coming back on that? Are there other areas which we need to have greater capacity in? And the key thing that I think is important is that we know what's happening in terms of that staffing, because what's happened previously is we haven't been fully aware of the consequences, I think, of some of the decisions that council members have been asked to make, and therefore we need to have all of the information so we know what's actually happening in terms of our staffing. So I can give that assurance to this committee that I will be making sure that even if they're just updates, that we get that here so we know what's going on, basically. Are there any final questions? Sorry, Councillor Frank.
Sorry, can I just ask something? I think you said 27th of July, that's a Saturday.
We're not meeting on a Saturday. I don't know what the date was.
The 25th.
Councillor Burr.
Chairman, it's just food for thought, really. And because it's a relatively new council, it's a different council, it's a changed council, maybe we could look at our organisational structure. I think that there are some posts that have weird and wonderful names, and I'm thinking really that it would be a good time if the new council actually really looked and were heavily involved in what we do need rather than being told what we need. I think it would be really helpful, because over the years I think we've come to the conclusion that this council probably have got a lot of staff who can multitask and do fantastic things, and we probably aren't using them to our benefit, and they aren't being stretched, and they want to move up the pay grade. And I just think that maybe it could be a time that we look at our organisational chart.
I would agree. As I said, I don't want to get into a big conversation about that now, because it's obviously going to require quite a lot of work and input from various different people in terms of making sure we get that correct. I would like to return to the recommendations that we've got. There are three there. The first is to note the contents. The second is obviously the transfer of the surplus for the business rates into the equalisation reserve. And the third is the remaining surplus into the general reserve. Sorry, Councillor Frank.
Question. I'm not really actually sure what the equalisation reserve is. Can you just explain it for me, please?
It's a strange name, and I'm not quite sure why it's called that. I think it was basically to help equalise the impact of a reduction in rates. So it's where we've had a surplus in rates in recent years. We put that money into reserve, and that will help to equalise out any reductions in future years. That's the reason it's got, but it's specifically to deal with rates.
Is everyone happy to move on to the vote? I will move that. And Councillor Arnold will second. We'll move to the vote.
Chairman, that's 8 votes for and 2 abstentions.
So I will close this meeting, the formal part of the meeting, but I do want to have just a bit of a conversation outside of this, just about things people may like us to be looking at as a committee, basically, and where we might be heading, if everyone's happy with that.
Keane, is this taped? No, I mean, is this not taped?